Josefina Dušek. She was a great singer. She was a soprano singer at that time, and she held concerts also in Germany, in Austria, in Dresden, in Wien. And actually, 1 year after she got married, they went to Wien to visit her grandfather. And that time, as it proved, began deep relationship with the Mozart family, especially with his father, Leopold. And they became friends. Husband of Josefina Dušek, he was 22 years older. So she had much close relationship to Mozart, and she was beautiful woman, great singer. She loved music. So I think at that time we can really tell that their relationship grew up.
But of course now I have to ask whether the relationship between Mozart and Josefina was just a friendship.
Nobody knows. We can't tell. Of course, there are many stories around that. And some people said that it couldn't be only friendship. It must have been something more. For example, he composed a great composition for her, Bella mia, fiamo addio, right here in Bertramka. And there is a nice story around that, that she closed him and locked him in one room, and she didn't let him go out till he didn't finish this piece for her. And as some really experts, some Mozart experts, they tell that there was something special inside this piece, and it couldn't be only a friendship but relationship.
We're now currently at the Mozart and the Dušeks exhibition here at the Villa Bertramka. If you could just tell us a little bit about what visitors can find here.
Okay, this is the first room where this room is actually dedicated to Josefina Dušek and her husband. Her husband, Franz Xaver Dušek, was a great composer of that time. He was really respected and appreciated, but not only as a musician and composer, but also as a teacher. He taught really rich people. He didn't teach only kids, and he taught also adults. This we can see some picture of him, picture of Josefina Dušek, notes and liner notes which he wrote or used or played.
And we have some musical instruments here as well.
Instruments here, yes. This is all the instruments are original, coming from the 18th century. We can't really tell for 100% that Mozart played on this violin, but we can hope so.
Mm-hmm. How often did he come here?
Actually, he was here twice. He came on January 1787 for the first time to Prague, but at this time he didn't stay here. Josefina Dušek was, I think, in Dresden. He heard about the great success of The Marriage of Figaro, this opera, which was really amazing, and he didn't meet such success in Wien, in Austria, so he came to see that. He couldn't believe. There was one performance he also conducted. He talked and met the musicians and the conductor and the chief of opera, and they really liked that success, so they ordered another opera from him. It was Don Giovanni. The same year in the autumn, he came to perform this new opera, and at that time he was here. This place is also reflecting Don Giovanni, because Mozart finished this great opera right here in Bertramka. Se trovi piazza qualche ragazza, ecco con quella cerca menar, ecco con quella cerca menar, cerca menar, cerca menar, senza colpoline, la danza sia, chi le di nuovo, chi la polia, chi le la manna, pare mar, chi le di nuovo, pare mar, chi la polia, pare mar, chi la le manna, pare mar. These two rooms were actually Mozart rooms. When he was here, he stayed here. This was his room, and the room next to that was his bedroom. This room, we can see the original furniture. small sculptures. And this piano is actually not the right piano he played when he was here, because this is currently in Wien, on exhibition in Wien.
Mm-hmm. In Vienna. Now, how much has the villa actually changed from the time when Mozart lived here?
Oh, nobody knows. What we are sure about is about the surroundings of Bertramka, of this villa. It was much far from the center of the city than it is right now. It was actually a village at that time. It was surrounded by vineyards and fields, animals. It was not a villa, it was like a
country house,
we can say, yeah. And that's probably maybe why he liked that so much. It was calm and peace here compared to the center of city when it was really busy and rush. And the second visit was when he composed the opera La Clemenza di Tito for coronation of Leopold II. So he stayed here, it was his last day. Mozart was also a member of Freemason. He entered this in 1784 in Wien, but he also met his brothers in Prague too. He composed some composition for them, so there is another picture. This is actually something what really interests all the visitors, Mozart's hair. So we have the Mozart's hair here, as you can see.
Oh, you've got quite a lot of it too.
13.
Unfortunately, visitors cannot touch it.
No.
There actually was this special connection that locals here had to Mozart and his music. People here in the Czech lands actually embraced the marriage of Figaro more than people in Vienna.
Well, actually, in this opera, he is pointing out a bit situations or some things that aristocrats didn't want to hear about. So he's pointing out the relationship between the normal people, inhabitants of that country, and the aristocrats. Opera in Austria or in Germany was probably visited more by these aristocratic people than by
ordinary
inhabitants. More ordinary inhabitants visited opera here, and therefore they liked it so much because they instinctively felt how he is really in love with those people and how he wants them make happy and not the aristocratic people.